Rocket.com.
Are you in party mood yet, America? Oh, yeah. This is the time of year when people fire up the grill, hang out in the backyard, invite people over, and then ultimately stumble somewhere to watch fireworks. Happy Independence Day. Finally, it's here. Can you believe it? We are into July. What does Independence Day mean to you? Is the significance of it lost on any of us? I'm going to say no. I think now more than ever, people feel patriotic. And that's why we've seen this polarization and this push-pull over rights and the Constitution and all that sort of stuff. And that's why this presidential year is so big. We are 4 months away from a presidential election. Plus, everybody in the House is up and a chunk of the Senate is up as well. So it's a very, very big election year. A lot of red, white, and blue going on. Plus, on top of that, we have the Olympics. We have the Olympics as well. People who are qualifying for our teams in basketball, they're trying to whittle it down, and the number grows smaller because of injuries. But we still know we have the biggest, baddest dream team on the planet, so I can't imagine Team USA struggling. In the pool, you have a guy like Michael Phelps, who already has cornered the market on gold medals. How many will he add to his collection in London? And there are a ton of other really cool stories about people who have toiled away, blood, sweat, and tears, to make it into the Olympics to represent the USA on the big, big stage. Plus, it's also when people get to gorge themselves in food eating contests. Even, you know, professionals do this now. But the big one is July 4th, the hot dog eating contest that happens on Coney Island. And really, it's just jam-packed now. It gets coverage on ESPN and Fox and all over the place. And there are other eating contests, to be sure, because you have state fairs coming up. Pie eating contests are always super, super big. Boy, I don't know how people do that. I don't know how these professionals do it. And usually, you know, people thinking that these are big people, they're not. They're small. A lot of them are small people who just can inhale a lot of food in a very short amount of time. You wonder how good in the end that is for them, though. It is fun to hear about it. So-and-so, the Black Widow. There's a woman named the Black Widow. The Black Widow ate 55 tacos in 2 minutes or whatever it is, because the kinds of food that they eat, besides the traditional hot dogs, this is absolutely amazing to me. Still amazing is, and it's the real big show besides the fireworks, it's the fireworks over Obamacare. The fight is far from over, even though there are polls that suggest so many people are tired of hearing about it, and can we just move on? However, they're mostly Democrats, a lot of Republicans still naturally disenfranchised, independents kind of split, and then there are, of course, the others as well. Once the implementation happens, and I keep saying this, but that's the big thing, you can huff and puff and dance around and talk about it, but when you know when it's really going to affect you and how it's going to affect you, that's when it takes its toll. And that's when I think more people that are kind of now on the sidelines feeling this whole thing out are going to come forward and say, whoa, I didn't realize this was going to happen. I didn't realize I was going to have to pay over $2,000 more for my insurance, but really nothing has changed. I think that's when people are going to struggle and there's going to be problems. All right, speaking of problems, you still have millions of people without power. And, man, we got some scorching temperatures. You have some highways. There was a highway. I saw a video of a highway that actually buckled. And in the areas that I'm talking about with the power, some in the Midwest, some of you might be listening to us in the great state of Illinois, and I know there's some struggles there. And we keep focusing on the eastern seaboard, but in the Midwest there were problems related to the big straight-line windstorms, too. and Maryland might be the worst of all. Oh, where people are just having to chuck out food. The refrigerators are down for the count. Of course they're down for the count because you've had 4 days now in many cases without electricity. And people are looking for ice and dry ice and, you know, everything they can get their hands on. Also generators. Some stores, I was hearing this story today, and this is just kind of a nudge that you might want to get emergency prepared. How many of you listening to me to America, on America Tonight right now, have generators? How many of you have a backup generator? Woohoo! I have my special infrared America Tonight glasses. Raise your hand. I see no hands in this audience. Where are you generator people? It's so bad that they pre-sold generators. People wanted to have, they want to start a list. I want to be on that list and get my generator. I want to be put on a list so a lot of hardware stores and whatever started to do that, started to put lists together, pre-sold them, waiting for them to get there. Then you've got the battery problem, the flashlights, the power cords, anything that you can think of that people are trying to get their hands on. Because you got to remember this. If you have an area where, boom, boom, the lights went out, and you think, man, they're not kicking back in because of this severe storm, and it's another day, and it's another day, and it's another day. Well, it's tough to also find a place to stay because the hotels book up. The hotels are overrun with local people who are running down the street or a couple miles away, and they don't have any room. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to sleep? And you can't sleep at your friend's house because they're in the same predicament. And then what about the water? So if you don't have any water because of maybe how the pump is run or whatever, it could be pretty interesting. Or it could be bonding. You know, this could be a bonding thing for some people. Imagine playing, I don't know, cards by candlelight. Pretend you're Benjamin Franklin. Give me all your Benjamins. And you're sitting there and you play various card games, I guess. You could do that, right, by flashlight, if you had some kind of light anyway. Certainly, if you were lucky enough to get into one of those hotels. I even heard that they were talking about opening up malls that had lights because it was that bad. If you haven't had power for 3 or 4 days, that could really try your patience, I think. And now you have the governor of Maryland who's up in arms and screaming that why isn't the power back? And he's riding the power company, and the power company is saying that they can do only so much, everything that they can. They're working 16-hour shifts and trying to clear debris and get to the power lines. I mean, so you get the picture here. It might be a rough 4th of July for a few people, and there are fireworks shows that are being canceled all over the place. In the West, some of it's because of the dry conditions and the heat, and in the East and other parts of the Midwest, it's because of the storm. But if you're lucky enough to have fireworks, what are your faves? What is hands down the best thing about going to the fireworks show? I'm going to talk about it next here on America Tonight. Plus, Mayor Bloomberg, who's like the food police, has something to say about hot dog eating.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerscreen.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Flashlights is what I was just saying. Imagine trying to stumble for that flashlight. Because of everything that's happened lately with the weather with people, I'll tell you what, as much as I got preachy about the whole emergency preparedness thing, until it happened to me, I probably was as exposed as everybody else. But now, something happens, I know where those emergency numbers are. I got the flashlights down, I got candles down, I got generators down, I got the whole thing down. So that I don't get stuck stumbling around in the dark trying to figure out, what am I going to do? Especially since, you know, we all operate with cell phones now, and you got to have the cell phone charged. And the cell phone, when we play games and take pictures and send emails and do all the cockamamie things you do with the cell phone, which is good. It's good that it's like an extension in a way and bad in another way. You got to have the thing charged up. So, that's always big, but that means electricity. So that's always big on my list. Cell phone, yeah, charge. Because can you imagine now trying to find a payphone? I don't even know in my neighborhood if there is a payphone anywhere. If there's any payphones, even at, I'm thinking like gas stations. I don't know if there's any payphones at the gas stations. You're probably hard pressed to find one. It's probably pretty tough to do that. And I think that's what the people in D.C. and West Virginia, they're finding that out when they're scrambling around trying to figure out what to do in Illinois. Probably the same thing there. All right, this is America Tonight once again. Don't you love it, the name of the show, America Tonight? It's my favorite because America celebrating Independence Day and all the fireworks that go off. My favorite part about fireworks is the length. When they last a long time, and ultimately the big payoff is the finale. Some people just wait for the finale. They can't wait to see the finale. And I agree, there's something about a big finale. But I like it when you can sit back and watch a bunch of them and you're not waiting for it to be over because, you know, it's short. It's, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I like it. I like the fireworks shows that go on for 45 minutes or longer. If you've been to a rockin' fireworks show that you think everybody should see, I want you to share that with me. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Press 4, America Tonight poll, best fireworks show in the country. Because with all the travels that people do, we can pump it out to them and tell them, hey, if you happen to be in this area, that's what you should check out. Now you'd be hard-pressed in the West, some parts in the East. A lot of shows aren't going on. And then plus because of the financial aspect of it, a lot of townships that sometimes put on really spectacular shows aren't doing it either because they're saying we don't want to spend the money on it. 855-266-KATE. I know people are out there. 855-266-KATE. If you want to chime in and give us a call, you can do it that way too. All right, Bloomberg, who is like the police when it comes to food, is now, of course, very much interested in the fact, because this is one of the things you can brag about in New York, the hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, which has been around for a very long time. So Bloomy, who wants to do away with 32-ounce sodas and a few other things, if he had his way, he talks about the big contest on the 4th of July. Or maybe not. Maybe I insulted Bloomberg too much and he doesn't want to talk about the hot dog eating contest. I'm going to make him talk. I'm going to make Bloomberg talk about hot dogs if it's the last thing I do before we get out of this hour here on America Tonight. I think we have him. He's in the
way. Let me be perfectly frank. This is one of my favorite traditions. I relish it so much.
That is weak. Matt Johnson, is that not weak, his little rhymey attempt? He relishes it.
It was very nacho cheese.
Yeah, it was. It was cheesy. Very cheesy. That's the problem with the whole rhyming thing and just trying to make it rhyme. Yeah, a little cheesy there, Bloomy. And he says that how much he likes it, and it's just a kind of an ironic thing because he, this year was so much the food police in New York, talking about taxes on foods and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's like what are they calling it, the sugar tax or the fat tax or whatever. I think 10 years down the line it'll be interesting to see where we are when it comes to taxing foods, the so-called bad foods. What happens, and now that a lot of those chips and sodas have been taken out of the schools. All right, as usual, we're doing that non sequitur thing here in America Tonight. Let's jump back on track on a couple of other deals. You know, this is my nightmare. I'm surprised this didn't happen to me. After 9/11, I was flying a lot between New York and Dallas. And a lot of people were afraid to fly, so the planes were sparse, and you were just asked so many questions when you're going through security, and they would stop you and then search you at the gate, too. You'd go through, but then you get to the gate, and then there was random searches there, and you'd see people get taken out of line, and it would take forever, and then their bags couldn't get on the plane, and you know, all that kind of stuff happened. And every time there was like a Richard Reed and he tried to set a shoe on fire, then we all had to start taking our shoes off. And then the liquid thing that happened in Heathrow in London, that led to we can't have any little liquids. You know that when you go through and you forget and they got to take your stuff apart. Well, this whole no-fly list thing has gotten interesting. A U.S. citizen who is of Somalia descent was stranded in Bahrain for 2 weeks because he was told his name was on the no-fly list, and he said he didn't understand why he was tagged as a suspected terrorist. That why, you know, why was that happening to him? And he's talking to lawyers. And here we go, the San Diego chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, had a big press conference on Tuesday trying to put a spotlight on this 20-year-old Ali Ahmed, who was denied entry into Kenya 2 weeks ago and then flown to Bahrain and then, you know, was told by the U.S. Embassy that he had been cleared to finally go home. But when he went to the airport, he was blocked from boarding the plane again. So he said he stayed at a hotel at first, and then he was staying with a guy contacted by family friends because he's running short of money. And he doesn't understand why he would be on the federal list that has thousands of known or suspected terrorists. And this is a guy that came to the United States at the age of 7 with his family. He moved from Kenya after getting out of the civil war, you know, after they were fleeing from the Somalia civil war, which was terrible and still is terrible, the things that are happening there, you know, the pirates and all that other stuff. So this was his first trip out of the U.S. since then. And he said, see, now this is the problem. He went to Saudi Arabia to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. Then he went to Kenya to meet his father because they were separated. Then he was going to meet somebody else for an arranged marriage. So you can see how this would have some of the people that were looking at him on edge and checking against this no-fly list, and he was there. So he still doesn't know whether he's able to come home or not. The embassy is saying they don't know why it happened, and they're trying to get him home, but they can't, you know, they're not going to deal with why he's on the no-fly list. They don't know, and they're not talking about it. They have no idea. The FBI said they don't discuss cases like that, so they won't tell him why he's on the no-fly list. And that's true. The FBI says that, you know, anybody with the FBI, because of the U.S. Privacy Act, it doesn't allow them to disclose the names on the list. And they can't confirm or deny whether someone's on the watch list, because this is why that was kicked in. It's harmful to security if you just told, you know, if somebody feels like they were wrongly on the list, they can get in touch with Homeland Security, and then there's a redress thing. But they're trying to defend the secrecy of the no-fly list. In the past, this has been a problem, and the FBI says it needs to protect the sensitive investigations. So is this a fair or a foul in this case? CARE wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, asking her to intervene, because she's a U.S. citizen, and they got to sort out what this is, and does it violate his due process rights? I don't know. What do you think? We've got another court case coming up. I'm going to tell you about that coming back on the flip side.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Okay, top fireworks shows. I feel compelled to give you a little more juice on this one. And I got a list of a whole bunch of them and kind of got a couple of comments from some people I know that went to a few of them. I'm going to get to that in a second here. I mean, maybe this helps you at some point when you're planning a vacation, because you're going to save all that money once Obamacare kicks in, right? So Highlight sends a note and says the 20-year-old refugee saved the money to go to Mecca, Kenya, and Dubai. Good country. Says, wow, he did good for a refugee. What did he do, hit the lottery? So that might have set off some of those red flags, because he did go to all those, countries, but is insisting that he didn't do anything, that he shouldn't be on the no-fly list. And, of course, you're not going to get any relief from the idea you're not getting any relief from the no-fly list, whether it's me, you, or anyone else, because of what they're saying. It's a privacy thing, and they're not going to tell you anything. You're not going to get anything out of the government as to why you're on that list. And that's why CARE said they're stepping in, because they want to know. They're gonna try to figure this out, and I think they're gonna get shut down at every turn, because that's why that Privacy Act was put into place. And as long as that law is there to protect the FBI with it, now we've had other crazy things that have happened for real, like a 7-year-old girl being on the fly list, the no fly list, and it didn't matter. You clearly, they'd say, look, this is my daughter. She's 7. Why is she on the no fly list? Doesn't matter. Can't fly. So sorry. You'll have to figure it out and we'll get you on a plane eventually, but you're not getting on this plane. So if that is happening to a Casper the Ghost looking white as white can be girl at seven, and imagine now this guy who's gone to all those places that we mentioned and trying to say, well, whoa, why am I on this list? I shouldn't be on this, you know, I shouldn't be on this list. And CARES jumped in and the embassy is saying, we're just trying to get you home. That's all we know. And I think that this is going to be a fight to the finish. But I think they're going to have a lot of problems because of the privacy law. All right, there's no problems with releasing my little list here of great fireworks shows. I told you, for me, Avila Beach, being on a boat, watching it in reverse, great fireworks show, had all the bells and whistles, the great big finale, the beautiful star, white light trailing fireworks. There's a name for that, by the way. I just can't think of it right now. You have to think of cool places. For example, where I'm from, Philadelphia, in front of the Art Museum, they do a huge fireworks celebration. A lot of people put this way up on their list. It costs the city over $2 million. You got 500,000 people every year. They launch them over the Museum of Art. So it's beautiful. It's where the Rocky statue, begrudgingly, is at the bottom of the steps now. And it's a live show. They've got music, and they get big acts there, older acts from the past, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, that kind of stuff. And you got to get the thing is, though, with that kind of a fireworks, you got to get there early, or you're not going to find a place to plop, and good luck trying to get out, because that's the other thing, trying to get out of a big show. All right, another place where I've been here, but never when they've done the fireworks, and you can only imagine, you know, this goes to the water thing again. Fisherman's Wharf fireworks in San Francisco makes a top 10 list. I found it on a couple of different lists. They draw even more than Philly. They say they get about 600,000 or so people, and they launch the fireworks from the foot of the municipal pier and off barges. So they're out there in the water, too. And when the show's over, there's all kinds of live entertainment and, you know, of course, you're at Fisherman's Wharf. So that's beautiful scenery. Now, Seattle can boast of a couple of different things, too. They've struggled to put on the shows because of how much money it cost. 2 years ago, they almost had to cancel it because their main sponsor, because they got a sponsor, which was a bank, Washington Mutual, of course, collapsed, and they didn't have the money, but they did get the money this time around. It's a 21-minute show, and that would be pretty cool. It's shorter than I like, but you don't have as many people, so you have about 50,000 people. They say they shoot off 10,000 fireworks in Gasworks Park. I've been there. That's pretty cool, and there's a lot of good places where you could, I think, sit and hang out and see it. And with 50,000 versus Philly, 500,000, 600,000 or more in San Francisco, I go to that traffic thing again. For all of you in Missouri listening, how many of you have made the trek, and maybe you were outside of St. Louis, but St. Louis has a pretty good fireworks show. They do like a 21-minute deal too, and they've got a 3D laser show looking type of display, and I guess it's because of the way, and this is pretty cool, I didn't think about this, but the fireworks there, it makes sense. Where do you think they would set off the fireworks? By the arch. So it's something about the reflection of the fireworks on the arch that really show up pretty neat. And the arch, the area around the arch, if you happen to be there, fills up really, really quickly. So if you are listening to me in the great state of Missouri and you are going to St. Louis, just make sure you get there early enough so that you can watch things happen. All right, so if you've got some fireworks stories to throw in, do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Bud, who's listening to us in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you? Happy 4th of July.
Same to you, Kate. Yeah, we got a lot of fireworks that's canceled out because of the budgets, such as Cooper River. You remember that?
Yeah, I said that's what, as a kid, that's where I went, Cooper River. We throw the blanket down, lots of people. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's canceled. A lot of small towns are canceled. Just a few here and there that they're going to have them. The river in Camden, between Camden and Philly, I believe they're going to have some. I'm not sure on that. But that's a mess over there. Takes you an hour and a half to find parking.
Right.
15 minutes to find the fireworks, you know, watch them, and an hour and a half to get out of there.
Well, yeah, that's my point. That's the thing about the shorter shows and the tons of people. It might be awesome, but then you got to really be patient because you're right, bud. You are stuck in traffic and finding cars and everything.
That's where we made our overtime in police department.
That's not bad.
I love about these fireworks at all. Because the city has to pay us double time.
Yeah, bring on the shows. Let's stay out there.
But there was another headache in Camden there. You had the concert place for concerts. At the same time, you got the fireworks. Then you got the marina with a party going on. And then across the river, you got all the nightclubs along there partying. So everybody's taking a ferry boat going across back and forth. And it's one big mess in traffic there.
Oh, I bet. I bet it is. Boy, it's been a long time since I've done that. But, yeah, I can remember. You park the car, and then you're just trying to remember where you parked it and walking back to it.
I must have helped about 1,000 people looking for their cars. I spent more time looking for cars than I did the criminals.
I love that. Hey, can you help me find my car, please? I just want to get to my car.
I don't remember.
That's good.
But then,
I like
getting
that.
Back to the fireworks, is due to the budget in Jersey, a lot of them were canceled out. So down the shore, maybe Atlantic City, Wildwood, you know, along there, they might have some. But all the small towns and in between, they're canceled out, you know.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. So if you live in Jersey like Bud, you're going to have to look under a bunch of rocks to try to find some of those fireworks, I guess.
Yeah.
Or watch it on TV.
Even your own rockets. They brought them back from the south.
There you go. Road trip.
Yeah, that's it.
I like
okay,
it.
Well, you have a good night. I'm going to watch the monitor.
All right, you too. I like that. But have a good one. Enjoy 4th of July. The boy, it brings up a lot of memories for me, the Cooper River thing. I mentioned that I've gone to that one. And I've done the fireworks when I was also a kid at Wildwood, New Jersey. And there would be the water thing again on the beach and setting them off on the beach. And that was that's always pretty fun. Anytime you have water, you know, I was going through some of these great big firework shows. And what some of them have in common is the scenery. Is, you know, Fisherman's Wharf and, you know, where there's a body of water, where are they doing it? Now, Aurora, Colorado usually has a pretty big one, too. And they do a longer show, almost 30 minutes from what I heard. And there, that's got to be canceled because so many of them are canceled now at this point with the weather conditions. I can't imagine with the wildfires. New Orleans, I've seen them there too, and they have a smaller crowd, smaller than some of the bigger cities we mentioned, so they get maybe, you know, 200,000 people. And theirs is short though. It's awesome. It's beautiful. They shoot off from the barges. They got a couple of barges that do it, but they last, you know, 13 minutes. Now, I don't think any of you are going to argue about this one, and I know some people have actually been there for it, but Turtle Bay, you know where Turtle Bay is? It's this awesome resort, and it's in Oahu. They get small crowds, because how many people are visiting then? Maybe 3,000 people or so. And they have a pretty wild, elaborate, pretty show, but you know how long it lasts? 10 minutes. So they punch everything in there fast, so it looks awesome. But then you want more, because it's only 10 minutes. Head into the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete.
All right, as promised, we're going to head to the mailbag. But a quick reminder first, don't forget, if you go to the website americatonight.net, we still have our contest going on where you can win an iPhone, the brand new iPhone coming out, or $200. But you got to download Press 4, and the beauty of that is you're not getting spammed, you're not getting arm wrestled to listen to some timeshare nonsense, no offense to people in the timeshare business. You're just being able to communicate with the show a lot better, so it doesn't matter if you don't have, by the way, an iPhone. If you don't have an Android, you can still get Press 4, and then when you're walking around, like when everybody's off and you can't find any fireworks shows and you're frustrated, you can dial Press 4, keyword, America Tonight Rant. You can rant about it and maybe it'll make the airwaves. How about that? You don't even have to identify yourself. Very, very cool. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yes, I do have mail. Thank you very much. Let's see, this one comes to us from Bob Lorenz. Bob Lorenz says, hello, Kate Delaney. I haven't spoken to you in a very long time. I promise I will call the show one of these days. Every time I think about doing it, though, something comes up. Sorry. I did feel like sending you a note, however. Healthcare, we got to wait and see what happens here. I have a good feeling about it, believe it or not. I know everybody wants to crucify Obama, and they want to go off on the whole this is socialized medicine thing. But I believe there is an affordable part of this that will kick in, and once that does, a lot of the complaining will go away. Wow, I wish I could agree with you on that. The problem is who's paying for it? So if there is an uncomplicated way here, and if something's going to happen to reverse thoughts that are negative when you talk to business people and you look at the Congressional Budget Office numbers that say, oh, no, this is going to cost 3-4 times more to implement, and that's nonpartisan. And you have a Democrat in the White House, so if it was going to slant anyway, it would be Democratic. I'm going to reserve judgment on your comments, Mr. Lorenz, for now, because I am very scared once this all kicks in. The idea of having health care that's affordable, I love it, of course. Pre-existing conditions covered, no nonsense when someone's older, threatening them with what operation they can and can't get, and so on and so forth down the line. Of course. I still believe in my heart of hearts, I really do, that it is about competition, because I've seen it before with other things. And the car analogy is weak, but other consumer services, we'll say. So we'll call it a consumer service. And certainly the healthcare people know all about it. Why is pharma so big? Because they got lobbyists to do their bidding for them, and they became big pharma. If you erase the state lines and you created competition, then the insurance companies would be forced to deliver affordable health care, is what I think. I'm not blaming it on the insurance companies, because I think it's a whole bunch of different things. But if it came down to that and you didn't have three or four like United Healthcare who controlled the game, Blue Cross Blue Shield. I mean, I actually like Blue Cross Blue Shield, except for apparently in California it's not the best. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, where people's rates went up 30%. I'm going to say that when you get those monopolies, that's where you see you're not getting a lot of choices. There's no flexibility built in there. So I disagree with you until something dramatic would be come along to change my mind. All right, this one comes to us from Wendy, who says, Kate, have you seen the blowback on this for President Obama? I know some people are saying that this hasn't been a good thing for him, the Supreme Court upholding his Affordable Health Care Act. But I think I've heard you mention on the show, some of the polls show that he is ahead and got a few more percentage points. Did you also see that he got more money? I think it's something like $15 million, something like that anyway. I think what you're talking about is the fact that now we're 4 months away. I think you're talking about the spending and that the Obama people, I want to say the $15 million, maybe you're confusing that, the $15 million that they've spent $15 million on advertising, that's the number. Because $15 million in like the last 4 days would be gigantic if that were the case. The Romney people had just over 4 million in a 24-hour period, which was huge. But I think what you mean is the advertising that's being spent. And the Obama campaign has bought up like 6 million on advertising in the battleground areas. And the same with Romney. They're up to close to 5 million and spending. And then there's other groups, remember, that can spend for it. Obama people can spend money. And the same thing with conservative groups. Like there's a pro-Obama Priorities USA Action. They spent money. And Americans for Prosperity, which is conservative, they spent money for Romney. And so the Obama campaign, though, for the entire month, of not just a four-day period, but for the entire month of July. The money that they are promised, in other words, they have gotten $24.1 million. How many states are we talking about? We're talking about Colorado and Florida and Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. How about that? What I think is interesting, and I looked at the advertising after I saw the email, is how much money has been spent on advertising. If you had to just, you know, throw a dart at it and try to come up with a number, how much money do you think has been spent since, let's say, the spring? If you were thinking $200 million on ads, ding, 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 you would be correct. Wow. $200 million on ads. Television stations have to love election time, because if they're complaining about advertising, and radio too, by the way, because a lot of people were advertised on radio, that is pretty nice chunk of money, and you would have to figure it would be spread around among the networks and, like I said before, the battleground states too. How about that? All right, let's slip in another one here if we can. Here's one from Adam who says, hey, I heard you talking about the fact that this was a big week, Independence Week, with fireworks and all of that. I would say to you that the best fireworks I've ever seen, bar none, were in Boston. My parents took me to Boston once for the Pops. Pretty cool, I gotta say. It was very long. It seemed like it was maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but it was beautiful to watch the fireworks at the Boston Pops. Yeah, I didn't, when I went through a bunch of places, I didn't mention Boston, but sure, with the shell and the music coming, the Pops playing, of course. And that's so popular, that's televised. You can find that one. That's a televised one. Just like the Macy's deal, because Macy's ponies up the money for it in New York, and they have a pretty wild show, too, that's over the Hudson, and that one seems to go on for a long time. But, you know, the music, I get the music thing, but I would rather see, I think this is one of those things where, and I could be wrong about this, but I think that I would rather, for me, I think it's better to go and see the fireworks live than on the tube, except for the hassle that you have to go through in the whole parking thing that we talked about earlier, and remembering where your car is, and having to fight the traffic, and going to see a 15-minute show, and then being caught in traffic for an hour and a half. Yeah, it's one thing, like, when I'm back in the East Coast and I go to New York to see the Phillies play the Mets or something, and I have traffic to deal with while I've just gone through a whole ball game, and hopefully my team won. Go Phillies. But that's a little more time invested and more of a payoff. 15 minutes of fireworks? I'm not so sure I would do that anymore.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.